The Skywalker's bedroom, Rotunda Zone, Coruscant, 0300 hours.
This is going to be another sleepless night. But should I have killed him? Maybe I should try some meds, warm milk even. I've taken a lot of lives. Ever since Ben asked us how many, I've been counting. Maybe Luke's been adding up the tally too, but he hasn't mentioned it since. Where's Ben? I was better placed than anyone to assassinate Palpatine. Now I look back on it and wonder how history would have turned out if I'd come to my senses and killed him when I had the chance. I'd be a traitor then. I'd be a hero now. And he'd still be dead either way. Perspective is a funny thing. How many people died because I didn't make that call? I didn't even realize that I could. Ben, I feel you're alive. But where are you? It's been days. So how would I have known when it was the only option left? When things had gone too far, and someone had to do it? And how come Luke is sleeping like a comatose nerf? I wish I could. Ben, if Jason doesn't know where you are, what are you up to? Ben, if you can feel me, reach back. Let me know you're okay. Luke never believes me when I tell him he snores. He snores all right. Ben, you okay? Luke's awake. He can do that without warning. Bang, he just snaps alert. It's the middle of the night. I know. You're worrying about Ben. I'm worried about him too. He punches the pillow into a more comfortable shape and buries his head in it. But he's okay. I can still feel him. Nothing is okay now. Luke knows it. I know it. The whole family knows it. There's a war going on across the galaxy, but it's the war within my family that I care about most. My son's a stranger most days. And Jason. I don't think I know Jason Solo at all. And Lumaya. She tried to kill my kid. For that, sweetheart, you're gonna have to answer to me. I'm coming for you. And soon. I think I can get some sleep now. I feel more relaxed already.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Legacy of the Force, Sacrifice, by Karen Travis. Read for you by Mark Thompson.
Sith Meditation Sphere, heading Coruscant, estimated.
It was odd having to trust a ship. Ben Skywalker was alone in the vessel he'd found on Zyost, trusting it to understand that he wanted it to take him home. No navigation array, no controls, no pilot seat, nothing. Through the bulkheads he could see stars as smeared points of light, but he'd stopped finding the ship's transparency unsettling. And there was no yoke or physical control panel, so he had to think his command. The strange ship, more like a ball of rough red stone than a vessel made in a shipyard, responded to the Force.
"Can't you go faster? I'll be an old man by the time I get back."
The ship felt instantly annoyed. Ben listened. In his mind, the ship spoke in a male voice that had no sound or real form, but it spoke. And it wasn't amused by his impatience. It showed him streaked white light streaming from a central point in a black void, a pilot's view of hyperspace, and then an explosion.
"Okay, so you're going as fast as you can."
Ben felt the ship's brief satisfaction that its idiot pilot had understood. He wondered who'd made it. It was hard not to think of it as alive, like the Yuuzhan Vong ships, but he settled for seeing it as a droid, an artifact with a personality, and, yes, emotions. Like Shaker.
"Sorry, Shaker. Sorry to leave you to sort it all out.
The astromech droid would be fine. He knew it. Ben had dropped him off on Drua. That was where Shaker came from, like Kiara, and so they were both home now. Ben straightened his legs to rub a sore knee, then settled again, cross-legged, to try meditating. It was going to be a long journey. He reached inside his tunic and felt the amulet. The stupid, worthless thing that didn't seem to be an instrument of great Sith power after all. Just a fancy bauble that Kiara's dad had been sent to deliver. Now the man was dead. All because of Ben. And the worst thing was that Ben didn't know why.
They need to find Jason.
Jason could be anywhere now. In his offices on Coruscant, on the front line of some battle hunting subversives. Maybe this weird force-controlled ship could tap in and locate him. He'd be on the Holonews. He always was. Colonel Jason Solo, head of the Galactic Alliance Guard, all-around public hero holding back the threats of a galaxy.
Okay, Ben said aloud. Can you find Jason Solo? Have you got a way of scanning comlinks? Can you find him in the Force?
The ship suggested he ought to be able to do that himself. Ben concentrated on Jason's face in his mind, and then tried to visualize Jason's Star Destroyer, the Anakin Solo, which was harder than he thought. The sphere ship seemed to be ignoring him.
Can you do it?
Ben asked.
If it can't, he thought, I'll try to land inside the GAG compound and hope for the best. You don't want Galactic Alliance engineers crawling all over you with Hydra spanners, I bet.
The ship told him to be patient, and that it had nothing a hydrospanner could grip anyway. Ben thought he might have more luck persuading the ship to seek Holonews channels. Or maybe it was so old that it didn't have the technology to find those frequencies.
Hey, come on. If it managed to destroy a freighter on the power of my thoughts alone, it can find a Holonews signal.
Ah, said the ship. Ben's mind was suffused with a real sense of discovery. The ship dropped out of hyperspace for a moment and seemed to cast around, and then it felt as if it had found something. The starfield, visible somehow, even though the fiery, rocky bulkheads were still there, skewed as the ship changed course and jumped back into hyperspace. It radiated a sense of happy satisfaction, seeming almost excited.
Found him?
The ship said it had found what it was seeking. Ben decided not to engage it in a discussion on how it could find a shut-down Jason hiding in the Force.
Well, let me know when we get within 10,000 clicks, Ben said. I can risk using the comlink then.
Colonel Jason Solo's cabin, Star Destroyer Anakin Solo, extended course heading 000, Coruscant, diverting via the Bogdan sector.
None of the crew of the Anakin Solo seemed to find it odd that the ship was taking an extraordinarily circuitous course back to Coruscant. Jason sensed the general resigned patience. It was what they expected from the head of the Galactic Alliance Guard, and they asked no questions. He also sensed Ben Skywalker, and it was taking every scrap of his concentration to focus on his apprentice and locate him. Jason homed in on a point of blue light on the bridge repeater set in the bulkhead. He felt Ben at the back of his mind the way he might smell a familiar but elusive scent. The kind that was so distinctive as to be unmistakable. Unharmed, alive. Well, but something wasn't right. The disturbance in the Force, a faint prickling sharpness at the back of his throat that he'd never felt before, made Jason anxious. These days he didn't like what he didn't know. Jason waited. Somewhere in the Anakin Solo, he felt Lumaya, as a swirling eddy eating away at a riverbank. He let go and magnified his presence in the Force.
Ben, I'm here, Ben.
The more Jason relaxed and let the Force sweep him up, and it was now hard to let go and be swept, much harder than harnessing its power, the more he had a sense of Ben being accompanied. Then he had a sense of Ben seeking him out, groping to find him. He has something with him. Can't be the amulet, of course. He'll be angry I sent him on an exercise in the middle of a war. I'll have to explain that very, very carefully. It had just been a feint to get him free of Luke and Mara for a while, to give him some space.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?